Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, listeners to the show will know that I do like a bit of a hike and I have a soft spot for dogs. We all know that. Yeah. So when I read about my next guest, I said, I have to chat to this one. Samantha Toner hiked 32 peaks in 32 days. Think about that for a second. That's like climbing 20,568 metres, which is the equivalent to climbing Mount Everest almost three times. Samantha hiked 32 peaks in 32 days all over Ireland earlier this summer in honour of her dog Trooper, and she's here in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we were talking off air there and it's fascinating. So tell us, you were sitting down watching something and...
I was watching a documentary. My dad sent it to me. If it's like anything to do with hiking, everyone's like, oh, send that to Sam.
Send it to Sam.
Like, yeah. So he sent me this documentary. It's made by a poet, an Irish poet, Stephen Murphy. And he decided to do 32 counties in 32 days. He wasn't working, though. He was out of work. He had plenty of time to do it. And I was like, I could do that.
I can do that.
I'm a hiker. I can do that. And I looked out the window. I live in the Wicklow Mountains. And I looked out at the beautiful scenery. And I was like, it's a really nice sunny day. And I was like, I could spend the rest of the summer outdoors. That could be cool.
Okay.
I think that was like the last sunny day we had of
the summer.
It
wasn't only cool. It was cold. It was stormy.
Stormy, raining, Storm Betty. It was like winds I've never experienced on mountains before. Like, it was absolutely insane. Like, I halfway through, I was like, what am I doing? And what is happening to our summer? Like, it was like, it just...
So you would go to work.
Yes.
You would then, after work, drive to some car park at the foot of a peak.
Look around. No, nobody's here.
Get into your hiking trousers, as I call them. Yeah, your full hiking gear.
Yeah.
And off you would go.
Off I go, yeah. And it could be a 1 hour climb. It could be a 2 hour climb. I could get home at midnight. It was crazy. Yeah.
Like, you are crazy.
Yeah.
You are crazy.
When I first thought about it, I was like, this is a little bit crazy. But then when I was like actually doing it, I was like, okay, this is full blown crazy. Like, this is not like, at parts I was like, I can't even do this anymore. Like, it's not even feasible. But I managed it quite well. Like, I did, on the first weekend, I did all of the south of Ireland. So I did Waterford, Wexford, Cork, Tipperary, Limerick. On the second weekend, I actually did like 9 peaks in 3 days. So I did all of the north. Derry, Tyrone, Antrim, Armagh. And then the last weekend, I started in Donegal, Mount Argyll, highest peak. And I did all the west coast. So Mayo, Sligo, Galway, Clare. And finished with Carn Túthil, the highest peak in Ireland. And I took with me a can of Guinness and a pint glass of Guinness. And I poured a pint of Guinness and had the highest pint of Guinness in Ireland.
You should do hikes and pints.
Yeah, yeah. Someone said that to me. They're like, you should have a pint of Guinness on the top of every peak.
I was
like,
that's such a great idea.
That'd be better crack.
But
it had to be Guinness 00, so that's not so much crack.
Okay, so why did you do this?
So I hiked a lot with my dog Trooper. I had him for 14 years. He was a big 50 kg Akita who needed like a lot of walking. So he kind of like walked me around the mountains and he inspired me. But he passed away. And I stopped hiking. And I was like, you know, I just didn't have a dog to walk. I didn't have someone to walk around the mountains with all the time. And I just kind of start getting bored and start missing it a little bit. So I was like, right, I need to do something. I also followed this page called Husky Rescue Ireland on Instagram. And I saw how much help that they need. They're 20,000 euro in debt with vet bills just for looking after animals, after the Akitas and Huskies. And I was like, I really want to help them and I really want to hike again. And then I saw that documentary and I was like, I'm going to do it for Husky Rescue Ireland.
Fair play to you. Yes. So you had the motivation. And you raised a few quid.
3,000 euros so far.
Unbelievable.
Which I'm really happy about. Like 3,000 euros, a lot of money for them.
Are they specifically for Huskies?
Huskies and Akitas. Okay. And then also mixed breeds of those, because they're such big dogs and they're pulling dogs as well. So they're really hard to maintain. So they get given up a lot. So everyone's like, oh, let's get a Husky.
I heard that because they're one of the cutest puppies.
They are. They're so cute.
They're like little teddy bears. And I've read and I've seen and I've heard. And unfortunately, people I know and people in the UK who've given them up because they don't have the room and they take a lot of exercise and they're pulling dogs.
And if you
dogs,
don't
like you
exercise them as well, like they do start like
chewing gaff
through actual couches, like, because that's how big they are. And even like walking them can be quite difficult because they're naturally pulling dogs as well. So they are, they're being abandoned a lot. And, you know, even talking to Ian, so your man who set it up is Ian Cullen, also known as the real dog father on Instagram. And he set it up and he just said it's just constant. Like, he's at max capacity right now. Wow. And people just keep coming to him. And I'm like, oh my God, where are all these huskies coming from? Like, and Akitas as well, because they're like similar breeds. So, yeah.
That is an amazing charity.
Yeah,
fair play to you. Were you sent up the wrong peak at one stage?
So I actually made a website. I was like, everybody needs to know exactly what the 32 county highest peaks are, how to get to the car park and how to navigate from the car park up the mountain. Because I went to Tipperary Galtymore, which is the highest peak there, and it's like 900 metres. So it's like a big one. So I was like really getting ready and was raining quite hard. Like, so it was like really difficult to get up. But I'd read online that it was the mountain on the right, this mountain. I was like, okay. And I was like, that's definitely it. And I went up and I got to the top, and that was 700 metres. And I got to the top and I was like, where's the county high peak stone? I was like, where is it? I was looking around and then I just looked up at this other massive 900 metre mountain. And I was like, oh no, I had to go down the 700 metre mountain and back up the 900 metre mountain. So that was not a good day for Sam. No.
Ah, you could have faked that video.
We would have faked it. And I thought about it. I stood at the top of the mountain. I took a selfie on it. I was like, this is it. I'm not doing that mountain. But then I was like, no, I have to. I could never tell people that I did 32 and 32 if I didn't.
If you didn't, you missed it by a couple of metres. Now, after it all, you relaxed by going hiking in Europe.
So, yeah, I had holidays and I totally forgot I had holidays after, like a week after. And I was like, so just putting all my energy into this that I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? You were like talking about Instagram algorithms earlier. Mine's all like hiking. And I just like went onto Instagram and I saw this mountain in Switzerland and I was like, I'm just going to go there. So I ended up hiking the Swiss Alps and then I went into France and hiked the French Alps for 10 days after 32 and 32. So now I can't feel my legs anymore.
Yeah, I can imagine. Enjoy sitting down because you don't sit for long, knowing you. But are we thanking Trooper, your dog, for your love of hiking?
Absolutely. Well, when I was younger, like I did grow up in Rathfarnham, which is beside the Dublin Mountains. So I was always exposed to the mountains and I was in Scouts when I was younger as well. But then I kind of, you know, 15, 16, 17, I stopped hiking, quit the Scouts. I was going out with my friends all the time, drinking, having a good time. And I started getting panic attacks and I just didn't know why they were coming on. But it was obviously like I was so used to being outdoors all the time, hiking all the time. And I went from that to just like going out with my friends and drinking. And then when I got Trooper, when he was a puppy, I remember I actually got him like there was no Akitas in Ireland. I didn't know what an Akita was. I just got this puppy and I was like, what is this? And I went, there was no iPhones then either. So like opened up my laptop, Google imaged what an Akita was. And I was like, no, this tiny little puppy could not turn into this like massive 50 kg monster. I was like, what am I going to do? So yeah, I started hiking again with him. I had no choice. It was like hike all day or he'll eat your couch and your house.
Would you say hiking and being outdoors is like a natural medication for anxiety?
Oh,
and stress
absolutely. And, like the second, actually, my dad always says, he was like, the second you got Trooper and start walking, the panic attack stopped. They were gone.
Okay. So for someone a bit less experienced than you, of course, who wants some basic tips for preparation as the weather changes and the days are going to get darker now and needs to get out or wants to get out or, you know, just wants to try it, what would you say to them?
Oh, 100%. You have to have the right gear. And also, like when I was hiking before, I would never use any apps or anything like All Trails. But for 32, I had to be very exact because I didn't really have the time to be messing around. And I found how safe it is. Like, it works offline. So even, like, I got lost up in Lough na Quilla during Storm Betty because I couldn't see anything around me. I had to take out All Trails. I had to use that to get me back down. There's no other way I would have got back down the mountain. Like, on top of the mountains, like, in Ireland, it just gets so foggy so fast that you think you're walking in the right direction, general direction, and you could just go completely off. And then if it gets dark, that's going to make it worse. So definitely use an app like All Trails. And the right gear. Like, it's going to be dark out, bring a head torch with you. bring waterproof, windproof gear. Like a jacket that's waterproof and windproof will work. And then also waterproof boots. Like I was walking through some crazy, like even in smaller mountains, it's all about the terrain. You could be walking up like the highest mountain in Ireland is Cairn Two Hill. It's got a path. It's easy. There's no mud. There's no bog. It's like really good terrain. When you're walking through heather up to your waist and you don't really know where you're going, there's no path. You could be walking off the mountain for all you know.
You need to be prepared.
You need to be prepared with footwear.
Samantha, thanks for coming in. I hope you enjoy down because I know you're probably shooting up the
mountain. Won't be doing it for long.
You won't be doing it for long. Samantha Toner is still looking for funding for Husky Rescue Ireland. And if you can find, if you want to find out more and a better hiking challenge at 32and32.com. Just to give the Husky Rescue Ireland, are they on Instagram?
They are on Instagram, yes.
Okay, so you can go and check them out.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.